It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. It's a Fractious Friday. It's a Fab Four Friday, which means, of course, we play the Fab Four for our bumper music in and out of commercial breaks. So today you're going to be hearing from the Beatles' Past Masters, Volume 1. And we're going to be playing that today. Do want to tell you that, of course, our sons are 1-1, unfortunately. They lost the other night. So they play tonight at 6:30, take on the Pelicans. And then they play again on Sunday at 6:30. Also, tomorrow we have hockey at 11:30. That's the New York Rangers and the Boston Bruins. And then tomorrow afternoon at 5:10, we have the Diamondbacks and the Mets. Then on Sunday, the Diamondbacks and the Mets at 1:10. And then on Monday night, the Diamondbacks take on the LA Dodgers at 6:40. All those games can be heard on KNTR Sports, 100.5 or 94.3, depending upon where you live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. Three different services with one great dependable connection. Fiber internet, digital phone, or TV streaming service from TWN Communications. Go to the next, do the next step. Oh, they're in partnership with NBC, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Go to the next step. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. That just means they're going to send you more information. They're going to tell you what's going on and when they're coming to your neighborhood and when you can get fiber. Or, if you want, call 888-227-2095 or call 763-1100 and ask for Regina. Tumbleweeds Florist, so many occasions for flowers. So many great flowers to send, you know. It could be a birthday or anniversary or just a friend in need or just want to be a nice guy, you know, or girl. Girls can send them too, you know. Doesn't have to be a guy. And there's so many designs and so many flowers and so many colors to choose from. Stop in to Tumbleweed Florist on Highway 95, right next to File Jewelers at Zircon and 95. File Jewelers had been there since 1912, so everyone knows where File Jewelers is. You can pick them up, or they can deliver them for you. It's your choice. Call Tumbleweed Florist at 928-754-4949. Pro Fit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, coming up on their anniversary on May 13th, and they have lots of specials. Go on their website and check them out at profitkitchen.com. Make sure you spell it right, K-I-T-C-H-I-N. Yes. There we go. There's our Fab Four on a Friday. A couple things to tell you about this weekend. Oh, my gosh. Let's see, we had the second annual Peace in the Park at Don Sullivan Park. That's at the Rotary Ramp in Rotary Park. That's from 11 to 4. Contact Sandy if you have questions, 763-8333. The Morning Kiwanis Club is setting up today at the Chamber. Tomorrow they have a gun show and expo, collectibles expo, 9 to 5 at the Chamber and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Contact Beverly if you have questions, 599-765-8388. Tomorrow is the inaugural health fair at MCC in Bullhead City. We had Eric on earlier in the week talking about that. That's 11 to 2 in Bullhead City, and that's the chairman, Eric Fox. You can contact him at profitkitchen@yahoo.com. Yeah. The White Knight event is tomorrow night in Rotary Park. I believe it's sold out. And then we have Easton Corbin, who is at the E-Center tomorrow night at the Edgewater. Starts at 8 o'clock. Call 702-298-2453. And then a week from tomorrow, is that right? Is it a week from tomorrow?
Barbara Barbecue?
Yeah.
May 7th. About 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2 weeks, you can plan to go to the Rotary Bro Barbecue. What Bro Barbecue is this? Do you know?
71st annual.
71st.
Yeah.
You know,
longest running historic event that Bullhead has ever put on.
Right.
Yeah.
I was talking with Bob Edgman here a couple months ago. He was out. This guy, do you know Bob Edgman?
I do not.
Okay, well, Bob Edgman, I think he's retired from Rotary, even though he still helps out and does a lot of things. He was with Rotary for years, and he was a big shaker and mover in Rotary and in real estate in Bullhead City. But he's retired now, and I asked him, I said, Bob, when he was out helping us, he's probably close to 80, but he was still helping us lay the field for the Boys and Girls Club. He was out there sharpening everyone's knives because you had to slice the sod.
Right.
And so he was making sure everybody had a sharp knife. And I said, Bob, when you came here, was the Rotary Ramada at Community Park, which used to be wood, was fixed about 7 years ago, totally rebuilt with a grant. But before that, it was all wood. And I said, Bob, was that here when you came here? He goes, no, we built that. You know, so Rotary built that for the Brill Barbecue, and then they also built the pits that used to be behind that.
Okay.
Now that you have your own park,
right?
And you've moved some of that to that park, but I believe Scott told me just a few weeks ago you guys went out. Well, some of the guys went out and got all the firewood, and because they go up and. It takes them 3 days to get wood, I guess.
Yes, yep, they do the wood cutting. And it cracks me up because, like, yeah, we need wood to go up there. I'm like, wait a second, you're going up there for wood.
Yeah, but they have to stay warm.
Yes, see? They do. Yeah. Yes, they do. But I'm like, oh, let's chop down a tree. There's your wood for the weekend, right?
Yeah. I shouldn't come by my house. I got to tell you what. But, yeah, they go up there. And I think it's just a opportunity to drink and clean the forest a little bit.
Yes, yes, you definitely.
Know. Oh, I'll get that log over there, and I'll get that one.
Pour me a shot while we're at it.
It's time for a beer, you know. I'll get those two logs. Oh, it's time for a beer.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think a bunch of them go up there in their pickups, and I think they sleep in the trucks, and they just turn it into a great time.
Yes, yes. So. I was very sad I couldn't go this year, but I'm definitely planning on next year. I'm going to drag my husband with me and keep the kids with my mother.
Well, that's convenient.
Yes, yes, but drag him with me so we can go out, have fun, chop wood.
Yeah. What does your husband do?
He actually just got on with Allo. It's a fiber optic company
in Havasu.
Yep, Havasu, and I believe Kingman, Yuma.
Yeah, so he's got plenty to do.
He does, yes. Yeah. He's actually just got on as the critical infrastructure engineer.
Oh, wow.
Yep, he flies out Sunday to Lincoln, Nebraska for a whole week.
To learn how to train and do all that.
Yes.
So then you're home with two little kids all by yourself.
I am.
Whoa.
Yes.
Mom.
<I know. laughs> That's where the toys come in. I'm like, you know what, just go play in your room. My daughter's five, my son is two, and they're attached at the hip. So
they keep
each other very entertained.
Good. Thank God for that, huh?
Yes.
So now you, did you like raise your hand in a meeting or did you just forget to show up and they said, Madison's going to be in charge of the Bro Barbecue?
Right. Well, so I was talking with Melody and
Michelle.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I had let it slip that I've done event planning in the past. Mm. So she's like, great, you're doing this with me. I'm like, all right, cool. And, she's starting her own business
insurance
and everything
business,
else.
Right.
Yes. So she's, you know, got a lot on her plate. So she pulled me aside. She was like, you know, I've just got a lot going on. I was like, you know what? No problem. I've got this. And it's been a lot, but, you know, it's been very rewarding and entertaining, and I'm learning a lot along the way. So.
Well, you have seniors in your club, Scott and Dan Ayler, and I don't know if Jim Richardson is still in the club. Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
So.
He's been there forever. So you've got some people in the club that can help you and guide you along the way.
Scott has been. He has been fantastic. Melody, too. You know, she'll pipe in and help out and all that fun stuff. Any questions I have, she's definitely a phone call away.
Good.
But I've got, you know, Scott on my speed dial. And, I reach out to him for anything and everything.
Good. And then who's your president right now?
Scott.
Oh, Scott is the president. Okay, I didn't know that. All right. So so you're in good hands.
Yes.
So tell the listeners what goes on at the Borough Barbecue.
So for the Borough Barbecue, you know, the night before, we're going to throw all the meat in the pit, let it, you know, cook overnight, and from 11 to 5, so the event goes on from 10 to 5. From 11 to 5, we'll be selling, you know, barbecue food and all the yummies and alcohol, and vendors will be there. This year, we're going to have Susie's Bounce Houses come out, and they're going to do the water slides. And then I was able to get a hold of Isaac from Nerf Zone.
Okay.
And he's going to, you know, do the kids zone as well, and we're going to have the water guns, and going to be a good time, plus the carnival, all that fun. It's going to be fun. This year we're not having the car show, but just more parking for more people to come.
And you're switching Ramadas this year? Did I hear that? No?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you're into the same Ramada.
Yes.
Which is close to the Thunderbird football field.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, because maybe it was last year when they did the Slab-O-Rama, they, like, didn't use the Ramada. They were all out in the grass.
Yes.
So, but you're going to use the Ramada this year?
Yes.
And you'll be cooking under there? Mm-hmm. And you have the stage set up? Are you going to have music?
Yes. Yep. So, the one half is going to be for the food, and the other half is going to be the stage, and we are going to have Kid and Nick.
Oh, good.
And then we're also going to have DJ Loki.
Okay.
Yeah. So, excellent. It's going to be a real good time. I'm super excited. You know, first time for everything, so kind of got thrown in here.
Will you stay in Bullhead the night before?
No, I'll drive out that morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Drive out that morning, stay all day, and drive back home after.
Wow. That's going to be a long day.
Very long day.
Yeah. So is there a tracking plan? In other words, have you seen notes from people who have done it in the years past?
Melody did give me a zip drive of everything years prior and everything else.
Yeah.
It's been very interesting. We are the flyer is almost fully put together. There's just a couple little tweaks that I need to do. But we have all of our sponsorships are full. I'm still waiting to hear back from some vendors. I've gotten a few vendor registration packets back.
Right.
So definitely reaching out to those vendors today and then the beginning of next week, try to get a head count of how many vendors we're going to have.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's take a break because we have to do that here. If you have questions out there, call in 702-298-1063. If there's anything that you want.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Do you remember when you couldn't be on the internet and phone at the same time? We've come a long way, and with Mojave Electric's fiber network and TWN's fast, reliable broadband services, you can be connected at the speed of light. There are over 3,000 MEC members who can subscribe to TWN services. Call 888-227-2095 or visit TWN's local store at 2020 Silver Creek Road, Suite 113D to see if you're fiber ready.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live and in person from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and each and every day we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? You save money all over town with it. You put the little key bob on your keychain, and you just show it at Mattress Land, and Joey gives you 5%, 10%, 15% off. You show it at Mojave Shred, and Randy goes, you save money here. You show it at Zubrick T-shirts, and they say, you save money. You show it at T-Mobile and Kingman, you save money. You go to the Hut for lunch, you show that key, you got a buck off or whatever. So the discounts are all different in each business, but you don't know unless you don't have a key card. So stop by Mojave Electric Cooperative, get the little key bob, put it in your keychain, and just show it everywhere you spend money and see if you can save some money. Then they don't track you or anything like that. There's no number on it. They just give it to you. Make sure you're an MEC customer, then they give it to you. That's free. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, it's a great place to shop and have lunch or dinner, or a snack. Yeah, we got an ice cream store over here with all kinds of good things in there. Three restaurants downstairs, then upstairs, everything from sports items to sunglasses, clothing stores to boots. And then right across from Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory is the theater that opens today. Yes, it's been closed for like a year and a half. They're going to reopen it today. $7 movies. So come to the mall today. Come tonight. Go to the show. Yeah. On the front of the building, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, and a bar, and a nail salon. Check us out at the mall. And we're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric. I saw one of their huge trucks today with a big old trailer attached when I was at Maverick this morning getting my drink. They were there, too. And I was like, okay. So let me tell you, Walker Service Electric, if you need an electrician in Kingman, Bullhead City, or Havasu, you call one number, 718-9444, and they come charging out. Yeah, if you need, you want a fan put in somewhere for, summer to stay cooler. A ceiling fan, not the one you plug in the wall. You can do that yourself. But a ceiling fan, then you need someone to install it for you, or maybe even cut a hole and run electricity to it. Maybe you don't have a spot. So call Walker. Or if you have a business and you're going to add on something or add a room or add an outlet over here where there wasn't one, call Walker. 928-718-9444. I told everybody, Assistant Fire Chief Scott Neal told everybody a couple weeks ago, they're the electrical contractor on Fire Station 2 that they're remodeling right now. So they must know what they're doing. Check them out. 718-9444. East West Financial Services, yes. You need help with retirement planning? That's what he does. Retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, and guaranteed income with investment principal protection and final expenses. Fantastic. Call Jack Mafara, 928-888-9828. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 of it, right here in Mojave County. Call him up. He'll take good care of you. Questions are free. All right, back in the studio with Madison talking about the Rotary Borough Barbecue, and you work full-time at Horizon State Bank.
Horizon Community Bank, and soon to be Arizona Federal Credit Union.
Right. Yes. When does that change come?
So we're hoping by the end of the year. Right now they are targeting for October 1st.
Because I would imagine that when a bank or someone else is going to buy the bank and change its name, I would imagine a whole bunch of federal agencies go, wait a minute, hold on here.
It definitely is.
You have to ask us if you can do that, and we'll get back with you in 3 months.
Yeah. No, it definitely is a process. I believe they just submitted everything to the FDIC and,
right.
On our end and the credit union's end. So both parties have to submit. There's board meetings that have to happen. once they actually do take over and we do the legal name change, our systems aren't actually going to switch over to theirs until March of next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a very long process.
It's a long process. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not like buying a house.
No, yeah, yeah, never.
Wow. Some days now you can do closings in 10 days or something, but not with a bank.
No, definitely not. It's definitely a very drawn-out, long process.
So what is your position at Horizon Community Bank?
So I am the market manager. I'm in charge of overseeing operations and bringing in new business, maintaining our business clientele that we have, just you know, being there for the people in the community.
And you work with Crash, huh?
Yes, I do. Yeah, Tristan.
Tristan, who crashed on his, what was he on his?
One wheel.
The one wheel. He was on his one wheeler the other day, and boom, down he went.
Yes, so. Poor kid.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Oh, my goodness.
I told him, I said, you're not a kid anymore. Those bones, they break now.
They're brittle.
Yeah. You get more brittle the older you get.
Right.
That's why, you know, he said, you want to try this start? No. Looks really nice, though.
Yeah, I will say, before children, I was, you know, an adrenaline junkie and a go-getter. I had my kids, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I even thought of doing this.
Right. Yeah, because now you're a mom.
Yes.
And that's a priority.
It is. It definitely is. Dang. I always think, because my husband, he is wanting to get us all dirt bikes.
Oh.
And granted, you know, I've got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I'm pretty sure they can ride a normal bike better than I
can. Are they both boys?
No, I have a 5-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure they can ride normal bikes better than I can.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you'll be fine on a dirt bike. I'm like, are you crazy? I'm like, we need one parent alive, so.
Now, you live in Havasu. Do you live where there you can go out on dirt bikes behind your house or something?
Not behind our house. So our house, it's a drop-off wash.
Oh.
But we're pretty close to the north end where we can just hit the desert and go.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, well. Maybe a quad would be better.
Yeah, you know, I told
four wheels.
Him, exactly. That's what I told him. He was like, no, because how can you teach the kids on a dirt bike? I'm not teaching them. You've, you know, been riding dirt bikes since you were 4 years old. This is all
right.
You.
Yeah.
I'm fine with a book and wine. Just let me be.
I'll watch.
Yes.
I'll watch. Couple things that we normally do on Wednesday. We have Winning Wednesdays where we give away two $25 cards to Perkins. And I forgot to do it Wednesday. And I didn't do it yesterday, so I'm going to do it right now.
Perfect.
So if you want to call in, 702-298-928-298-1063. Call now and win $25 at Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is happy to announce the Piano Men Generations. Celebrate the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. This two-concert series, the Piano Men Generations, is the first of its kind at Laughlin Ranch, under the stars, on the greens. This father and son team perform 4 decades of the music of Billy Joel and Elton John, live on stage at Laughlin Ranch, Friday, May 20th. Tickets $50, seats first come, only 500 seats available. Call Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated 4 stars by the whole facility is 4-star, yeah, by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and guests. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Now, you live in Havasu, right?
Yes.
Do you know the guy with all the money in Havasu?
Which one?
Uh-oh.
Tom?
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Shiguru?
Well, yeah, and he probably does, but I'm talking about Mr. Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage.
I do not know him. Oh. I've heard of him, but I do not know him personally, yeah. No.
Okay. Well, Mojave Mortgage is one of our sponsors. And if you need some money, you want a vacation home, a retirement home, a pool, maybe you just want to add on or get a refi. Well, you call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen, of Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. You go into his office. You say, well, I want $225,000. Okay. You sit down at his big desk. He's got a mahogany desk. It's like 75, 85 feet long. It's huge, huge. You sit down at one end. He's at the other. I know he looks really small when you get down there. But anyways, he has you fill out a couple pieces of paper for the loan, you know. And then you look up at his desk, and no, he didn't disappear. He went down into the vault to get your money. His chair is a dumbwaiter. He goes down to the vault. His wife says there's a reason it's called that. Goes down to the vault, and the vault is the size, you know, it used to be as big as Dot Foods. And now he's made it bigger. It's the size of the Pentagon. So he goes and he looks on the shelf and he pulls off your $220,000 and he puts on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. So if you need some money, call Chad Hansen. 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money out of the vault. Barron Services, experts in alarms, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping with an owner on the job every day. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call 928-758-5499 for Barron's in Bullhead City. Well, for Mojave, actually. All right, we're back with Madison talking about the Burl Barbecue and a bank and everything else. But one of the famous things for the Burl Barbecue is the Burl Sheet.
Yes.
It comes out in our newspaper usually like Thursday or Friday before the Burl Barbecue. So we'll get it on the 5th or the 6th in the paper. And there's all kinds of one-liners in there, and there's all kinds of pictures. And some of your people think they're comedy writers in your club.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's always fun to look at, though.
It is. It is. You know.
Have you seen one yet?
I actually haven't. I know. I'm so slacking on this. But, no, I actually haven't seen one. I've heard great things about it. You know, everybody's talked very highly about it. I'm excited to see ours this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
You probably should see a mock-up real soon.
I really, yes, yeah. Very soon.
Yeah.
I know that Carrie's been working on it. We've got all the ads in. All of our sponsor spots are.
That's right. Carrie's in your club, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, from the
yes.
Mojave Daily News, Carrie
yeah.
Ferris. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was also the president of the, the chairperson of the Colorado River Union High School District Board
yeah.
of Directors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Busy person.
Yes. Very. All the women in this town are so busy. Let me tell you.
I know.
I'm like, you got Melody and Carrie, and I'm like, how do you guys even?
Well, and I'm just, you know, I look at the two biggest fundraisers that Rotary has in Bullhead City is your Slaborama.
Mm-hmm.
Ran by a woman.
Yes.
And now Burl Barbecue ran by a woman.
Right.
So probably you guys should say to Ayler and Richardson and Scott, why are you guys in the club?
Right. They're there for moral support.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, right. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, yeah. They just realized, like, you know what? They're more organized. They've got the handle on it.
Yeah, and there was a time when women weren't allowed in the club, you know.
I did hear about that. Yeah. I, you know, I'm very happy it's not like that anymore.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a men's club.
Yeah. No,
they were Rotary Anns, and they were, you know, they were the wives of the Rotarians.
Right.
Come a long way.
Definitely have, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, history. Speaking of history in the Borough Barbecue, I did a little research on it.
Yeah.
How crazy. So I've heard, too, and maybe you can set me straight on this.
Huh.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I've heard two different, like, origins of Borough Barbecue. One being how it got started by people racing burros in the street, and then they would cook them after, which I'm not sure if I believe that one.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the other one being that, you know, I believe in the 1950 or around that time frame, it was just, you know, the community came together. It was just 400 people came together, decided to have one giant barbecue, and it took off from there.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to talk to Dan, or you'd have to talk to Bill Jim Richardson, or some of the
maybe they can set me straight on that.
You know, Bob Edgman, some of the senior members of your club, and ask them.
Yeah.
And even, you know, the only good thing is you now no longer cook burros.
No, definitely no burros involved. I swear.
You finally have gone to beef, and yeah.
Yep. Food is all donated by Deco, so yeah. Normal food, I promise.
Right. So those days are gone, which is that's probably a good thing that you've grown away from that.
Oh yes, hallelujah to that.
She's caught up on the parkway trying to pick off a burro.
Right. Yeah. I don't think anybody would come to our events if that's the case.
I know. That's true. So. So it's the 7th, and yeah. You cook all day that Saturday morning, or all night Friday night.
All night Friday
and
night.
And it kind of cooks in the ground and everything,
yeah.
And then it makes it really, what do I want to say?
Tender.
Tender, yeah.
Yeah.
And good sandwiches, and you can get a sandwich, or you can get a slab of beef, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So, all right.
Yeah, it's going to be some good food,
and
some
beer,
alcohol,
and
yeah.
Music, and good
fun
time
for the kids, yeah.
Fun for the kids, yeah. Take your kids down. You got a Nerf zone and a water slide.
Carnival.
Yeah. And lots of grass. They can run and play and go, what is this green stuff?
Right.
What is this?
Who knew this existed?
Yeah. We've never been here before.
Right.
Are we still in Arizona?
Right.
I know. So the soccer fields are so beautiful. You've been down there, right?
Yes.
You know, at least know where it's at.
Yes.
Okay,
that
good.
I do know. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Just checking. You know.
Not completely lost.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. If people get a hold of you if they have questions or.
Yeah. They can reach me either at the bank, which my direct line, if anybody's got a pin right now, is 928-218-9120, or my cell phone, 928-208-5742, or my email, which you can find online, or it's madisonb@horizoncommunitybank.com.
There you go. Madison, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
good
me.
Good information, and we'll try to sneak you back in a couple weeks before, you know, one day before. Then you can nail down the borough sheet and everybody who's coming and what's happening.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Stick around. We're going to come right back. I do want to tell you that Paul Lavoie's up next. He's going to be talking MCC. And on Monday, we're going to be talking MCSO.
It's good to me. You know she's happy.
Hello, Needles, California. Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'm pleased to announce that the state of California has graciously granted us a license to lend in your area. You no longer will be held hostage by the high interest rates and fees of the big box mortgage shops. Mojave Mortgage can now provide you the same great customer service that we've brought to your neighboring communities for the past 5 years. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS 1830581.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
There are so many occasions for flowers. There are so many options and designs. There are so many flowers to choose from. Is it time for that special person in your world to get a surprise? Birthdays, anniversaries, or a friend in need. Think Tumbleweeds Florist in Bullhead City, 2107 Highway 95, next to File Jewelers. Pick up or tri-state delivery available. Tumbleweeds Florist, 928-754-4949, 928-754-4949.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Indiana Lawn and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
Indiana Lawn and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Caius, along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Several ways for you to save money at Laughlin Ranch. Annual and seasonal golf passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. And ask about the first responder tournament on April the 30th. Ask also, call them and ask about the tickets that are on sale for the father and son that do Billy Joel and Elton John. That concert's coming up. It's going to be out on the grass. Only 500 seats available. So check that out, LaughlinRanch.com. Also, see why they're the number 4 golf course in Arizona at LaughlinRanch.com. Remember, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner available all day long. Then there's the bakery. Yes. Oh, fresh cookies and muffins and pies, and you can take a whole pie home if you want. Take home banana nut cream. It's so good. Oh, banana cream pie. Oh, my gosh. Oh, excuse me. Also, chocolate overload cake, chocolate peanut butter drop, and raspberry lemon drop. Arizona Comfort Solutions. How are the comfort tools in your home? Kind of nice this morning. You could pop open the front door and the windows, and you don't have to worry about turning that stuff on. But soon, you're going to need that swamper running 24-7. And then, you're going to need that AC 24-7. Are they tuned up and ready to go? The comfort tools in your home can be serviced by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Pick up the phone and call 928-758-2400. People in Bullhead, Kingman, and California, that's who they call. Because they know all about thermostats, ACs, swampers, furnaces, heat pumps. They know all that. It doesn't matter what brand it is. They can take care of them all. Call 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for everyone in a clean, sanitized environment. 24-hour emergency room to serve you whenever you need it. And a chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24-7 and cardiac rehab. That's downstairs where they get you tuned up and back on the street. So call and learn more. Call 928-763-CARE or 928-763-2273 or to go to the website, warmc.com, and learn all about Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. It's that simple. All right, a couple things going on around our community. I don't have a guest for the rest of the hour, so I'm going to give you some information about what's going on because there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, we got the car show at the Tropicana. That kicks off today, and you can go over there at 8 a.m. each morning, and I'm trying to read something here. Kicks off every day. They do want $2 for you to walk around, But you can see a lot of Harleys and a lot of cars at the Tropicana all weekend long, all the way through Sunday. Today in Kingman at 1 o'clock is an inaugural all public health fair put on at the Mojave County Fairgrounds by the Mojave County Health Department. Call 928-758-0704 if you have questions, or just go to the fairgrounds today and check it out. You'll enjoy it. It's that simple. All right. Some other things going on around our community. We have a blood drive. Yeah. That's at St. Mary's Margaret Catholic Church in Bullhead City on Tuesday from 2:30 to 7. Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. Then there's one in Kingman on the 27th at Lee Williams School, 9 to 2, call Vitalant. And then there's one in Laughlin on Wednesday, the 27th, also 9 to 2. So one on Tuesday in Bullhead, one on Wednesday in Kingman, and Wednesday in Bullhead in Laughlin. So don't miss them. And you call Vitalant, and you can sign up and get a time. And you can also... they'll email you the questions, and you can do them at home before you go there. And then it gives you a little code at the end, and you just show that to them, and they scan it in, and you're done. It's that simple. Okay, now also, we have the Little Mermaid that's coming to River Valley High School. That starts on Friday and Saturday, next weekend. That's put on by Desert Star Academy. It's at 6:30, and questions call Desert Star Academy, 928-770-4523. Ask for Chris Barton, and she can tell you all about it. But it's next Friday and Saturday. Little Mermaid performance on stage. How fun will that be at River Valley High School? Monday, Friday, and Saturday next week. Don't forget the bike Bullhead City River Run and Mayhem, the 27th through the 30th. You're going to have the concert with Quiet Riot at the Anderson Fieldhouse, and you're going to have entertainment going on at Community Park, and then the Mayhem Inc. Tattoo event at the Aquarius. You can follow it all at mayheminfo.com or on Facebook at Mayhem. There is a ribbon cutting next week on the 3rd. Oh, no, excuse me, 2 weeks on the 3rd. This is at Bangles and Chips. Happens at noon. Any questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 928-754-4121. We talked about the Rural Barbecue coming up on the 7th. There's also the Stick Pony Derby on the 7th at Beale Celebrations. That kicks off at 6 o'clock. Call the Kingman Chamber if you want to get involved with that. That's 928-753-6253. And then Sammy Hager and the Circle and REO Speedwagon are at the Laughlin Event Center on the 7th. Wow. Three great bands. How cool is that? 8 o'clock. You get your tickets through the Edgewater or the Aquarius, 702-298-5111. And then kicking off in next month also on the 10th is Teen Tuesdays. Now, this is going to be for grades 6 through 12. And it's at Hope United Methodist Church, but it's put on by Westcare. And it's going to be every Tuesday or every other Tuesday. We're going to have Morgan in here. But questions, call Morgan at Westcare, 928-763-1945. And he can tell you all about it. We have a mixer coming up at Living Waters Hospice on Thursday the 12th, 2954 Highway 95. That's 5:30. Call the chamber, 928-754-4121. D-Flat Pharmacy is having an anniversary ribbon cutting on Thursday the 19th at 4 o'clock. Questions, stop in at D-Flat or you can call the chamber, 754-4121. There's an event coming up at Bullhead City Community College. Mojave Community College in Bullhead City. This is on Saturday the 21st. It's the third annual... Let me back up here. It's on Thursday night, the 19th, and this will be at MCC in Bullhead City, Stop Sex Trafficking. It's a youth event from 5:30 to 6:30, and then an adult event from 6:30 to 8. Call Natalie if you have questions, 0741. She can tell you all about it. And then the Anderson Fieldhouse is holding a bingo event on Friday the 20th, and that's to benefit the Torch Run for Special Olympics. Kicks off at 7 o'clock. Questions, call Anderson Ford. Back to Blue with Tammy Ring is coming up on Saturday the 21st. This is the third annual. She's done this for 3 years. And I say Tammy Ring because this is all her idea and her coordinating, and she actually buys advertising from me just for this. So if you want to get involved in Back to Blue, call Tammy at 928-715-9464. Otherwise, just plan to be at right by the police department on Alana's Way at 8 o'clock on the 21st. And the caravan takes off at 9:30 and goes all the way down to the parkway and all the way up to the parkway to the north end and goes all the way around town. And we'd love to have a couple hundred cars in there again and just make it really, really long and really awesome. So participate in that if you can. Back to Blue. Also, the Nola Charles Kiwanis Golf Tournament is coming up on the 21st. Nola Charles was a Kiwanis member who kicked off the golf tournament. This will be at Los Lagos, 8 a.m. Call Charlie Greer, 392-2737. The Colorado River Women's Council is doing a blood drive. Yeah, on the 25th of next month. On 2580 Landon Drive. That's 7 a.m. until 1. So plenty of time to get in there and give the gift of life. Call 877-258-4825. That's my talent. Summit Realty. We talked a little bit about Karen Summit last night. They're having a mixer. Yeah. On the 26th. Way out in the valley. 8550 Highway 95 Mojave Valley. 530. Questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. And then Pitbull is coming. If you like Pitbull, if you're into that music, you're going to check that out on the 28th of next month at the Laughlin Event Center. Call the Aquarius, 702-298-5111, and they'll give you ticket information. So how cool is that? All right. The Chef's Fest was originally scheduled for Thursday the 2nd. Of June, but the chamber recently announced it's been canceled. They've had to put it off for another year, and that's just because of staffing. You can't get these casinos to come and give away food when they don't have enough employees to staff the restaurant in the building. So it's nobody's fault. It's just a lack of staff everywhere. So let's see what else we can tell you about here. I'll tell you who's coming in here to next week. I mentioned Monday we're going to have the sheriff's office in here. I don't know who's coming yet, so we'll see. Tuesday we're going to have the interview with Matt Salmon that we recorded. Wednesday we have the chief of police in Bullhead City, Rob Trebs, and he's bringing Sergeant McConnell, who is their community policing sergeant. So we'll learn all about that. On Thursday the 28th, Tyrell Banks from Ron's Tire and Scott Neal, Assistant Fire Chief from the Bullhead City Fire Department. The two of them teamed up, and they were the coaches last year for the Melk State Basketball Champs. And they're going to bring a couple champs in here. We're going to hear from them. And then on Friday the 29th, Amanda Stevens with Dutch Bros Coffee will be here. And Smokey and Jacqueline are going to talk about Road Rash Rodeo in Williams, Arizona. They'll be here on the 23rd. And today, Paul Lavoie is going to have Christian Science National Lecturer, Janet Hagerly. Oh, my phone just went dark. Today, on his show from MCC. So tune into that. That's coming up at the top of the hour. And that'll be exciting, too. I do want to remind you that if for some reason you missed the Dump the Drugs, they did it in every police department all over the state. But if you missed that for some reason, you can always, always go to almost any police department in our community, and they have a drop box. You know, Bullhead City has a police one, the police department on Marina, they have one. It's open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Laughlin Metro has one right here, Monday through Friday. They're over there at Civic Way. Lake Havasu City Police Department has one, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Mojave County Sheriff's Office in Havasu on Highway 95. They have one Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Hualapai Nation Police Department has two, one at their Diamond Creek Road in Peach Springs and one at Diamond Bar Road in Peach Springs. So both the police departments there have. In Fort Mojave, the Fort Mojave Indian Tribe has a drop box. That one there is available 24/7. Kingman Police Department has one that's available 24/7. Those are old mailboxes. You can just walk up there and drop them in there. Mojave County Sheriff's Office has one on Vanderslice, open 8 to 5. And Bullhead City Police Department on Marina Boulevard has one, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So if you ever need to get rid of those old drugs, which, you know, for whatever reason someone passed or they're not taking them anymore, and then you've been told, oh, just get rid of them, well, you got to get rid of them safely. And you can always drop them off at those locations. And then about every other month or so, the Magnet Organization, they team up with Desert Lawn in Fort Mojave, and they go collect them all and burn them. And I want to thank John Hassett. He said yes to me a few years ago when I called him and said, hey, would you mind burning some drugs? And he said, yeah, I can do that. And next thing we know, he's been doing it for years. So thank you, John Hassett, for that. And that's a safe way to get rid of them and dispose of them. You don't want to put them in your water supply, and you don't want to just throw them in the trash. Drop them off at these locations. But however, when you go to drop them off, leave them in the prescription bottles until you get there in the parking lot. Then you can pour them into like a little sandwich bag, take them in, just drop them. They don't want the bottles. They don't care what they are. It doesn't matter. And it makes it very convenient, but you got to do it that way, because if you're carrying them in the bag on the way there, now you've got unidentified drugs. So you don't want that in your car. So drive there with them in the prescription bottle, park in the parking lot, pour them in a bag, and take them up and drop them in, and you'll be in good shape. And get rid of these drugs that we don't need anymore. All right. That is just about going to wrap it up for me today, back here on Monday. Everyone have a great weekend. I'll be at White Knight tomorrow night. I have some of my customers at my table, and if you're there, stop by and say hi. Otherwise, we'll see you here on Monday with somebody. Don't know who yet. Let me see if I got an email back. Nope. From the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, I'll be here Monday. So have yourself a fine weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe out there. If you're in Bullhead City, there is a bike event going on at Davis Camp. I don't know what it costs to get in, or I don't know anything about it because they never contacted me. So, but you can check that out. Paul Lavoie is up next from Lake Havasu City, followed by Sean Hannity. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Talk AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3. The voice of the free.